This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, Friday it is, August the 12th. You're all dressed up, ready to go, or you're not dressed at all. Are you listening to me in the nude? Are you naked? Ah, that's pretty exciting stuff. Well, I know I'm not naked, and neither is Kara, so we're ready to go. But we have the naked truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us radio, 888-302-3684 for comments and answers to the 2020 News Quiz question, which is coming up. Politics, number one this week. I'm looking at the list of things that Talkers Magazine has charted for this week, ending today. And pretty much as is usual, the list is all-encompassing. News Talk Radio, number one format of radio in the country, and there's no surprise there because of the politics, the interest in Hillary and Donald Trump and the third party candidates, actually. A lot of interest in them this week on the people list. Well, let's see. We'll go through the people list first, and then we'll go through the stories themselves and maybe stop here or there. Number 10, interesting, Roger Ailes is in the number 10 position as far as the 10th most talked about person. Roger Ailes used to run Fox, and there were all kinds of charges against him that he was a sexual pervert, and he's gone. But yet the charges continue to pile up against him, which I find quite interesting. All right, let's see who else is on the list. Number 9, Alex Rodriguez. What did I say yesterday? $374 million something, something, something dollars he's made in the 14 years he was a Yankee. Interesting, though, that the tickets for his last game have fallen short in terms of price and value as to what some of the, what do they call those, scalpers? What the scalpers thought they would be worth. Would you go see Alex Rodriguez play his last game as a Yankee? The answer for me is no. What's the answer from you? Let's see here. Some of the people who are big Olympic stars making the list here. Let's see. Who else have we got? At number 8, Vladimir Putin. Number 7 is Chris Christie. Number 6, a tie with the two vice presidential candidates for the major parties, Tim Kaine and Mike Pence. Bill Clinton's at number 5, Paul Ryan's at number 4, Barack Obama's number 3, Hillary Clinton's number 2, and surprise, surprise, Donald Trump is number 1. He strayed yesterday from his trademark bravado, acknowledging that his campaign is facing some serious challenges, and he could lose. Well, anybody can lose. They all can lose, right? Hillary could lose. Look at the scandal, that email issue that she hasn't really, she addresses it from time to time, but she doesn't really address it well. But she's on the top of the heap because Trump has been so prickly, maybe that's the word for it. She knocked Trump's ideas in a policy speech yesterday, portraying him as untrustworthy. Been looking in the mirror lately. Pushing policies that would only benefit the wealthy. And wait a minute. Hold on a second. Last time I checked, Bill and Hillary were worth about $150, $160, some say $180 million. That's not exactly chump change. Is that they as wealthy as Donald Trump? No. It's easy to take a shot at some of the things he suggested. The tax policy, he put forth his economic policy this past week, and there were some things in it that I thought actually were quite good in terms of taxes, because we have a silly, stupid, kind of almost, I don't want to say irrelevant, but we have a bad tax policy towards people, toward corporations. I think our tax policy in this country is ridiculous. And so there's no inspiration there. But anyway, it's easy to take a shot. It depends on who the voter is. Hillary says she wants to bring everybody together, but her speeches don't seem to portray that. I don't see that anyway. All right, so let's see. We've gone through the list of people on the story side of things from Talkers. You can go to talkers.com for that list, or we put them up. I think we've got them also at DougStephan.com. Do we not, Kara? I think always they are listed there. The Olympics at number 10, Sports Talk Radio at number 9, the Miami Zika outbreak at number 8, the Ale scandal at number 7, that sad story of the child who died in the water park, number 6, guy who climbed up Trump Tower, number 5, international relations, number 4, the Hillary issues, number 3, the Trump Second Amendment story, and some of the other things sort of kind of wrapped up in 1 and 2. I don't know. When I first heard the thing about Trump saying to the people, I don't know, I forget where he was. It wasn't an NRA convention, but it was, you know, something that was akin to that. And he said what he did about those Second Amendment folks, you can take care of it. I guess I take a deep breath when I say that. I suppose you can interpret it the way that the news media has interpreted and the Democrats have interpreted it, but you can interpret it the other way around, too. I think he's a wild Indian when it comes to saying things, but I'm not sure he's, I can't imagine. Well, I don't know. I'm not in the guy's head. And that's the problem with the news media. The news media always thinks, well, this is what he meant by that. Well, how the hell do you know what he meant? You're not in his head. Unless he says what he meant by it, then I don't take what anybody else says. All these foolish analysts that, by the way, get paid a lot of dough by the TV networks and some of the reporters, columnists for newspapers and so forth. This is what I think. Okay, so you've got an opinion. Not worth any more or less than my opinion or your opinion. So what's your opinion of what Donald Trump said? If you're somebody who's a gun rights person, you probably took the high road, a different road. And then if you're someone who doesn't like Trump, you take the low road or the road that's negative about Trump. I think there are many more important and serious things that are not being discussed in this election. There are only 90 days until, I think it's less than 90 days now, people to make up their mind. Well, our campaigning is silly. We have way too much time. These people are going to say the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, or somebody will slip up. And, oh, my God, look at that. For example, Bernie Sanders, still in the news because he bought a new home near a lake in Vermont. People have a lot to say about it. Twitter at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day. It's a 4-bedroom home with a beautiful view on Lake Champlain. He has a home downtown Burlington, has a home in Washington. But on Twitter, wow, what a hypocrite he is, because he bought a third home. Political values of democratic socialism wouldn't allow you to have a third home. Why is that? Why can't you have a third home if you're a democratic socialist? Does it mean, what, you're not supposed to spend money? Here's that story as it was reported in Burlington.
We're not sure who is more enraged with Bernie Sanders' latest purchase, social media users or the media.
Here you go, Bernie. Champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
Earlier this week, Vermont newspapers reported the senator had dropped just under $600,000 for a third home. Some Twitter users said based on his campaign platform and political values of democratic socialism, it was a hypocritical move. Then the headlines started rolling in. And no, Sanders didn't use donations to fund his purchase. His wife told a local outlet they sold another property to get the money for the new house.
All right, so what? None of your business. That's the way I'd look at it. All right, so there's an update on some of the political stories and other realities of the week. In a moment, the 2020 news quiz question here. I'm Doug Stephan at 16 past the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Attention Nike fans. Right now at Kohl's, take 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. Everyone gets Kohl's cash too. $10 for every $50 spent. Plus, Yes You Rewards members earn double points on Nike purchases. This week only, and only at Kohl's. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 7th to 13th. Select styles. Offers and coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. To learn how, call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. Here's one more thing that can help put your mind at ease. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call us at 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy. Refi. Power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
You sound like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like a four-pack of 3M Post-its for just $3. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
All right, time for our 2020 News Quiz. Say that again, Doug. 2020 News Quiz question. You ready to win a book called Life is Good When You Do the Work? I love this book, and you will too. Here's the question. There's a lot of talk today about a big retail chain, a big retail giant, which has become the second big box store to announce a lot of store closings. Which chain is it that's closing 100 stores? 888-302-3684. 888-302-3684. The story of what basically is a dramatic change in the retail landscape, and certainly this closing of 100 of its stores nationwide can be a result of, can, I guess probably is, the impact of all of the people buying on Amazon and other online shopping options that you have. There have been a couple of these, actually three that I can think of in the past year, stores announcing a lot of shutdowns. And I think they both have been, well, all three of them now have been at least 100 stores. And you realize how huge these chains, chains are when you see the list of stores. So what's the name of the retail chain that has announced it will shut down 100 of its stores? 888-302-3684. This 888-302-DOUG. Call now and you'll line up for the prize gizmo here, 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Okay, the big question. I sound like John McLaughlin. By the way, have you watched that show on MSNBC? Man, are those people all looking old. Pat Buchanan, Eleanor Clift, and McLaughlin himself. My God, they look old. All right, not me. I don't look old. I look the same as I did, what, 15, 20 years ago? You've known me how long? You've known me 25 years. I don't think I look other than my hair color. Jen,
I
really
think you actually look better than you did all those years ago.
That's very nice. All right.
Good answer, Ben.
Make check payable, Judah.
Yeah. All right. So yesterday we were talking about Adele as the rumored halftime performer at the Super Bowl, but after that speculation is over, next up on the hit parade is who will sing the national anthem. I've been losing sleep about this. My God, am I happy to be able to boil
this
down.
This is stuff that people tweet about, Doug.
I understand that, right? Twitter at Good Day Show. In fact, who do you prefer? Let's ask that question on Twitter. Super Bowl 51, February the 5th in Houston's NRG Stadium. Social media speculation pointing toward first, Sia. Why would we choose? See, what would be the benefit?
Big enough to perform at the Super Bowl? I mean, I could see her being like a guest appearance, but
yeah.
Well, she's big enough now, but she's also Australian, so I don't know how that would work.
Yeah. So she's out. Scratch her.
I'm
all right, next on the list of speculatory who sings the national anthem, Beyonce.
She was there last year, right?
Yeah, but she didn't sing the national anthem.
Yeah. She made the guest appearance.
Right.
With Coldplay and Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
You know, Bruno Mars should be on the list because he can sing the anthem.
He's not on the list. Justin Timberlake is on the list, however, and that would be a good choice, I think.
That would be a very good choice. Yep. I'd love to see him do the halftime show.
Yeah.
He did it. Remember when he pulled the halftime
right.
Janet Jackson?
Right. How can you forget that? They called it Nipplegate, wasn't it?
Yes.
All right, anyway, Justin Timberlake. Yes, no, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yes, so far he's got my vote.
All right, so tell us what you think. Twitter at Good Day Show. Who ought to sing the national anthem for the Super Bowl? Can you believe we're talking about next February already? Good Lord.
And by the way, that's the day before my birthday.
Happy birthday. Luke Bryan also on the list.
Oh, now we're in. Sorry, JT.
We'll see how fickle you are.
Yep.
Good Lord. Pickle Jennifer. I actually actually like the idea of the people suggested so far. I like either Justin Timberlake or Pharrell Williams, who's also on the list. Because he's heavy.
Sing, but he's got kind of an interesting voice. I can't imagine him being able to hit some of those notes.
Oh, say, can you see?
Well, as we've all been saying, though,
an American.
It'll be a tough act to follow Lady Gaga's last year, because that was phenomenal.
Here's Lady Gaga from last year, the anthem song. There are three notes, one over ban and two over ner. So it should be sung ban-ner-er, but the people who sing it wrong, like she just did, say ban-ner-er. And it's not ban-ner-er, it's
yes,
ban-ner-er.
Sorry, were you saying something? I'm too busy listening to Lady Gaga.
You're listening to me, kiddo. 28 past the hour.
People is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Hey guys, ready to start your semester? Thought so. But don't worry, we've got you covered at JCPenney. Hurry in and find guys Levi's 511 slim fit jeans for only $39.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or come in for JCPenney's Super Saturday sale and get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items. Create a look that will make you stand out the whole semester. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Valid 8/10 to 8/13. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time period from 8/10 to 9/5.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. you be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Bobbity bobbity boo boo boo. It's 34 at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. Focus on what's going on in depth. The 2020 news quiz question in the focus now. The story of stores closing and how that may affect you and your buying habits, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know what's beginning to disturb me? I've noticed with some degree of accuracy and concern that most of the people who call with answers to our 2020 news quiz questions are men. Why would that be? There are as many, if not more, women listening as there are men to this program. That's one of the highlights. A lot of times the news talk radio world is dominated more by men listening than women. In some cases, 65-35. That's the percentages. But here, because of the sensitive nature of our beings, there are a lot of women who want to listen to our discussion of what's going on in the world. So why is it that more women busy doing something else, and these guys have nothing better to do than call? Let's find out. Sean, what's going on?
Not a whole lot.
Why not? Come on, let's have something going on. We've got to be excited about the day. What are you doing? What's the main reason for your being up at this hour of the day?
I was just doing some studying.
Really? Where you go to school?
Well, I'm not. I'm actually working on a podcast with a friend of mine, so I have to do a lot of preparation for it.
Really? What's the focus of the podcast?
It's actually Bible.
Really?
Bible study and
yeah.
Theology.
Are Bible podcasts popular? Are there a lot of people listening? I suppose there would be. There are a lot of people listening to podcasts of all sorts, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's the friend that I'm working with has done a lot of research and listening to other podcasts, and there's a lot out there.
Yeah.
I don't know what the listenership is, but
why is it important for you to research and tell people what you think, what your values are? Why do you think that's important?
I think my main reason is because I want it to be as accurate and realistic as possible. There's a lot of stuff out there, and people just kind of make it up as they go or
regarding
ideas.
Regarding religious values, you mean, or concerns about things that may or may not be included in biblical analysis of other things going on in the world? What do you think is...
I think mostly just in the Bible itself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most people don't know how to exegete the text, if you will. They don't understand how to actually derive what the Bible is actually saying just from the simple words that are written.
Mm.
They kind of go off on their own.
Yeah. What gives you the knowledge, do you think? Are you divinely inspired?
Well, I went to Bible school for a couple of years and got a lot of teaching and training and how to study and just being a Christian and believing in God.
Did you go because you wanted to or because your folks said, you know, you ought to go to Bible school?
Actually, I got in on my own. I was here in Lynchburg, which
Jerry, what's the name of this school in Lynchburg that I...
Liberty University.
Liberty University, that's it. Yeah, you go there?
Well, what I had done was I went to the Liberty Bible Institute, which was run by Harold Wilmington.
Yeah.
And his claim to fame at the time was he had read the Bible cover to cover 250 times. And that was some 10 years ago, so I don't know how many times he's read it now. But
yeah, well, good. That's very interesting. All right. So tell us what store chain you think is closing.
Well, I believe it's Macy's.
All right. Hold on just a second. I want to make this the Sean and Shane show. Shane is in Roseburg, Oregon. Shane, say hi to Sean. Sean, say hi to Shane.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Shane.
Hey, could be the same guy for all I know. All right, but I have it on good authority that Sean's in Lynchburg, and Shane just that line of the connection just went dead. What happened? How come that happened? All right, well, I was going to have some fun with Sean and Shane,
now you only have me.
Has disappeared. All right, so Shane, Sean, what's the answer?
I think it's Macy's.
Macy's announced yesterday it was closing 100 stores. This is a very, it's upsetting. If you look at JCPenney, they did the same thing last year. And Walmart said in January they're going to close 269 stores around the country. And they have, I don't know if giving in is the right way of looking at this, but they're going to, they announced they're going to buy Jet.com this week for $3+ billion. It's a company that's pretty much, it's a startup, but it's just like Amazon. So they're getting into that space. Meanwhile, Macy's says that they're going to close 15% of all their department stores. They have not listed the locations of the stores yet, but most of them will shut down after the Christmas buying season this year. So that's, a big blow to all the people that are working there and the people that go. But I think Macy's has become... like so many other stores, they got too big. They got rid of the, I know in New England there was a chain called Feline's, another one called Jordan Marsh, and most every part of the country has these regional stores that became known because they served the area, and then everything became the same. Macy's, the company Federated Department Stores, bought up everybody, and they changed them all to Macy's, and Macy's is a New York department store. And so I think they did okay for a while, whether it's there's too much of the same. happen to love their pillows. That's about the only thing I would go into Macy's for. But there are a lot of, you know, all these stores look the same, feel the same, sell the same. So you know, what do you need all of these stores for, I guess, is the question. Be interesting to see how they fill it, because most of them are in malls, and that's pretty expensive space. I saw something, Sean, I think I said it on the air not long ago, the value of Macy's real estate versus the value of Whole Foods on a per square foot basis. The profit margin for Whole Foods is $984 a square foot per year per store, versus the Macy's profit per square foot, about $148 a square foot. So you see the wild nut that food and department stores are the same, but you can see the very difference in how these people value the stores. And I think you're going to see a lot of grocery stores, frankly, the upscale grocery stores going into some of these places. I've seen it here in New England, a lot of upscale stores, retail food stores going into some of these places where retail clothing and, you know, department stores were. All right, enough gab on that.
About that, if you don't mind, I'd just like to say, when you think about being hard up for money and people not doing well financially, I mean, you can do without stuff, but you can't do without food. So in a way, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it's very smart of you. All right, hold on a second. I'm going to send you our carriers, or actually the folks at Maria Trilogy is going to send you a copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. I think you'll find this very inspirational to go along with your other work that you told us about. Uri Geller joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy, lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662, or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
Attention Nike fans. Right now at Kohl's, take 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. Everyone gets Kohl's cash too. $10 for every $50 spent. Plus, Yes You Rewards members earn double points on Nike purchases. This week only, and only at Kohl's. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 7th to 13th. Select styles. Offers and coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, 45 after the hour, time for our visit with Uri Geller. Uri, in my mind, is one of the most inspirational people I've ever known in my life. Paranormalist, motivator, mind master at his home in Israel. I've noticed something that I found interesting looking at news from Israel this week. A fellow apparently doesn't want God to answer his prayers, so he's filed a restraining order against God. The fellow's name is David Shoshan, appeared in a courtroom in Haifa demanding that God stop interfering in his life. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Well, Doug, you know, here in Israel, it's so easy to go to court. If I may, let me tell you a story that happened to me. When I created the next Uri Geller, and I'm talking about my television series,
right,
it was so successful, and you know the old saying, where there is a hit, there is a writ. Mm-hmm. So somebody actually went to court accusing me of stealing the idea out of his mind telepathically. Can you believe that?
What was the idea?
There were lawyers involved, and you know, they went along with his notion that, hey, if Uri Geller is telepathic, he could penetrate the guy's mind and steal the idea. But of course it didn't hold in court and it was thrown out. But you know, also in America, which is quite a litigious country,
that's
and I
sure.
think you'll agree with me.
Yeah, I am.
It's
yeah.
so easy to take people to court and come up with crazy, crazy ideas. At the end of the day, there is a judge or there is a jury and they decide. But I think that in the United States, the rules have been kind of tightened, and you can't just go to court on a frivolous matter. Am I correct, Doug?
Well, yeah, I mean, there are some interesting things. You're on synchronicity ground with me because I'm involved in the most major court case I've ever been involved in. I'm suing a bank. And in that, I find that the people were, my lawyer and I were talking about it yesterday because there was another session, another hearing, and
yes.
the guy who's working for the bank, the lawyer outright lies. He just tells, they put anything
yep.
in, talk about overreaching. They have got all kinds of wild stuff in their claims against me to try to scare us away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, but then my lawyer has to counter with, okay, here's the truth, this is the fact. But they're just throwing stuff against the wall to see if it sticks. And it's pretty damned outrageous.
Yeah, but it's normally...
That
it's not only to see if it sticks, it's draining your money.
Yeah, and my energy.
Yeah, money and energy, because lawyers, very few lawyers today do things on pro bono or for free. But that's how it goes, and, you know, we've got to deal with the courts. But, you know, being a celebrity, Doug, freedom of information and the freedom to also say what you want about a celebrity is just open. You can call Hillary whatever you want to. You can call Donald Trump whatever you want to. They can't sue you because they are public figures.
Public figures.
I wonder whether this case you have against the bank, do they consider you as a public personality, a celebrity?
No.
What?
No, they don't focus on what I do for a living at all. In fact, they kind of stay away from it, because it has nothing to do with what I do for a living. It's a fraud case, and the way that it's being handled. The thing that you'll find interesting about this, Ari, is that most of the people who are in these situations just go away. They give in, they give up, and the bank takes advantage of them. I'm not cut from that cloth,
yes.
as you know, so I'm sticking to it until we get to the last hurrah. I'm not going to let these
okay.
people get away with the stuff they got away
so
with.
I will be sending you lots of positive energy so you will win.
Well, that's the thing. I've been also studying a lot about energy in the last 3 or 4 weeks, and it is amazing what people don't know about the universe, what we, you know, what really happens with thoughts. It's more and more amazing, and even though I believe in it, and you've taught me a lot over the years when it comes to thoughts being things, it just is how the mind works is extraordinary, and people don't give themselves enough credit, or they don't give themselves enough leeway to use their mind to fix things. So I would suggest that those of you who want to figure out how to use your mind, go to Uri's website, URIGELLER.com, and learn how he can help you use your own mind. UriGeller.com. Uri, good as always to have a chat with you. It's 10 minutes before the hour here.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Money pit time. Money pit. 54, almost past the hour now. Time for our weekly visit from Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, heard on 300 and some radio stations around the country every weekend. He's the expert, and we're going to bring you up to date on some of the trends that are going on. Those of you who own older homes, Tommy's got some great tips for you to upgrade. Those of you who are maybe at this time of year, Tom, is it that this time of year is a good time of year before we get into winter for people to assess if they have an older home what to do?
Yeah, we're in that transitionary time, Doug, now when folks go from, you know, enjoying the warm and relaxful summer to starting to, you know, get into the time when we're spending money on our energy bills and the temperatures get better and we start to think about ways that we can improve our home into the new year. And so it's a good time to think about the technologies you can take advantage of to do that. You know, one of the things we'll be facing very shortly is a big increase in utility bills as we start to flick on those heating systems. And they really do dominate the monthly utility bills. I mean, water heating alone represents about 20% of your home's total energy use. Rheem has a new technology that can help. It's called the EcoNet Smart Home System. And basically, it's a way to manage up to about 65% of the home's energy consumption. It uses an EcoNet module, and once it's installed to the heating, cooling, or water heating equipment, you can do a lot of things. You can customize temperature settings, vacation settings, whether you're home or away, right from your smartphone, right from your tablet. And it's also got, you know, in all the years I spent as a home inspector, you know, people set and forget those systems, right? And they don't deal with them until something goes wrong. This has system monitoring built in. So if there's any attention that's needed, it's going to send you an alert in very clear language so you know that your system's always going to be operating at peak efficiency.
Does this have a play more or less with the instant hot water? What do they call the new hot water tanks?
Tankless tanks. tankless water heaters.
Yeah.
This works with Econet-enabled equipment that's made by Rheem, and they've been making this equipment for about 2 years now. It's worthwhile to invest kind of all in a platform like this because you get the total control and ability to manage your HVAC systems.
All right. Now, the average age of a single-family home in our country is 35 years old.
Yep.
The majority of people don't keep up. They think, oh, 35, that's a young house. But yet there are a lot of things, painting and other things, especially a lot of new gadgetry that's around.
Yeah, how about the kitchens? You know, the kitchen's at 30-plus years old. You're already ready to redo that and get your dream kitchen. There's a new product that can help with that. Have you ever seen one of these downdraft vent systems?
Yes. Yeah.
Beautiful. From Best is this new one out called Katura, and it's so well designed it can pair with virtually any cooktop appliance, aesthetically and mechanically, any design configuration, any installation configuration. It basically rises up out of your countertop and takes away all of that cooking odor. It does it very, very efficiently, but it's really thin, it's really sleek, and it's very good looking. I like this product because it enables us to do a lot with a little. If you've got a big kitchen, great. If you've got a small kitchen or a condo, wouldn't it be nice to get rid of that big, ugly vent hood above your range? Well, you can do that with this technology.
All right. Home security. Most of the homes that are 35-plus don't have any security in them.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people are trying to figure out, how do we put this in without drilling holes in the wall everywhere?
Well, it's a couple of technologies that I think are great. The Ring product that's out now, the Ring Video Doorbell, love this because it's like caller ID for your front door. If somebody walks up to your front door, you can get an alert that says somebody's there because it can detect them based on a zone that you sent. If they hit the doorbell, you can talk to them in real time. You know, you see them, they don't see you. And it works on any device you choose, Apple, Android, Windows. It's got motion detection. You can designate the zones. It takes just a few minutes to install. And it's got four different faceplates. So that's out, and that's new. That gives you some security for a very low price. And then have you ever tried to program your lights in your house with one of those timers? It's a real pain in the neck. But there's a new product out that makes that easy. It's called the Decora Digital Dimmer. It basically is a dimmer and a timer in one that's wirelessly controlled using a free app on your smartphone or tablet. Basically, it's run by Bluetooth. It's easy to set up. It's easy to program. Instead of having a typical dimmer in the wall, you replace it with a Decora dimmer with Bluetooth, and then you can run it off of your phone. You can set randomized schedules, Doug, so if you're not home, you can give the house the appearance of it being there. I mean, for $40, you can't beat it.
No, that's very cool. All right, so there are a lot of great ideas here, and you can check them out on the Money Pit website. Tom is the host, the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Program, also the author of My Home, My Money Pit. He's got information, guidance, if you will, on the program and in the book for every home improvement adventure. There are three or four strong items there. I like the instant hot water thing, or how you can control what's going on in your whole house there. Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler, here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.